So, Lois, have you ever been to a professional football match in England?
Yes, I have. I support a team called Leicester City, and when I used to be at university, I used to live in Leicester, so I used to go to quite a few of their matches.
Okay, so what's it like when you go to a professional game?
So, first of all, the fans are all separated, because in England there's sometimes violence at football, so they like to keep the fans away from each other, and there's always a lot of police there. But I've never been at a match when there's been any trouble, so that's been okay. The atmosphere is normally amazing because the smallest grounds hold about 20,000 people, so you get quite a good crowd. And because their stadiums are quite small, you're quite close to the pitch. So my team weren't very good, though. So often my team would lose, so that wasn't so good. But when they won, it was fantastic. Really, really good atmosphere and lots of fun.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's cool. How much does it cost to get in?
See, again, it's quite expensive, so maybe now for the lower teams, it's probably cheapest tickets about £25. But for example, if you wanted to go and see Manchester United play, then maybe £50 or more. But it's really, really difficult to get tickets for Manchester United because everybody has a season ticket. So if you want to go and watch them, you have to know somebody who can get you a ticket. It's difficult just to buy a ticket for those games.
Do you like Manchester United?
I think they're a good team. And I think the reason that a lot of people don't like them is because they used to win all the time. So now they don't win so much because now Arsenal win most of the time. So I think they're a good team, but I don't think you can like them if you're not from Manchester.
So Leicester is a very hard word to spell. I take it it's not L-E-S-T-E-R, right?
No. If you were American, you would probably pronounce it Leicester. So it's spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Wow. Again, one more time?
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Wow, that's quite a handful. All right, thanks, Lois.